Today in Washington, the Department of the Treasury and the Federal Reserve System unveiled the redesigned $20 bill you'll see in circulation this fall. The Treasury's Bureau of Engraving and Printing says the new notes mean a safer, smarter, and more secure currency. The new $20 note features subtle background colors of green, peach, and blue on both sides, marking the first time since 1905 that U.S. currency included background colors other than black and green. Each denomination will also feature different symbols of freedom. The $20 note will feature a large blue eagle in the background and a small metallic green eagle and shield to the right of the portrait. Bureau of Engraving and Printing Director Thomas Ferguson.
The most significant difference to the new currency is the addition of subtle background colors. People will instantaneously recognize that the note is different. Still traditionally American, easily recognized anywhere around the world as a $20 note, but there will be the additions of these subtle colors and an icon of freedom, an eagle on the $20 note that will be in the offset print, a little eagle off to the left-hand side, and also an eagle in a greenish metallic color down on the bottom right.
Some aspects of the notes will remain similar to previous versions, including their size and the use of the same portraits and historical images. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Shy.
We believe it's important for people to know the security features which are included in their currency. And those things are the embedded security thread. If they hold it up in front of a light, it says USA, in this case USA 20. The watermark of Andrew Jackson located on the right edge of the note. The color shifting ink, which we're changing to be a copper green. So there'll be a copper 20 in the lower right hand corner, which turns green as the note is tilted away from them. And they should also be looking at those traditional things, the fine line engraving, that traditional feel of note, and the high quality reproduction that we do here at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. The first note of this new series 2004, will be the $20 bill. We will follow that approximately 12 months later with a $50 note, and after that, the $100. We'll be coming out most likely with the $10 and the $5 later on after decisions are made, really based on whether or not those notes are significantly counterfeited over the next 2 or 3 years.